Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא.
Hello, we are reading about faith above reason, selected excerpt from the sources, continue from excerpt number 48. You can send question to Kabbalah TV and Sriva Tova. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Faith above reason.
Clearly, this is the most important work, which is not for everyone, only for the workers of the Creator, only for those who belong to the Rosh of the general Patsuf of Adam HaRishon. They have to be in faith above reason, that's considered the Rosh of the Patsuf. And the rest of the people who don't necessarily belong to that, they will be nourished by them, and with the connection to the Creator, want to yearn for and achieve connection with the Creator. So for us, the vessel of faith is important. So let's see how to do it.
Yeah, except 48 from Rabash. Article 23, on my bed at night. This is called, his father gives the white. As we said, that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. In this way, he receives elevation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist, and then have strength to do the holy work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines on the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. The correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency, when he works on correcting his deficiencies. This is regarded as his mother gives the red. That is, at that time he sees the red light, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measure of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, that he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life. And then the newborn is born. Again, excerpt 48 from Rabash, article 23, on my bed at night. This is called, his father gives the white. As we said, that wholeness is called whiteness, where there is no dirt. In this way, he receives elation from being adhered to the whole, meaning to the Creator. And we must believe that what he gives is wholeness. Wholeness makes a man whole, making him feel whole too. Naturally, he derives nourishment from this, so he can live and persist and then have strength to do the holy work. However, one should also correct oneself, or he will remain in the dark and will not see the true light that shines in the kelim that are suitable for it, called vessels of bestowal. And the correction of the kelim is called nukva, deficiency, when he works on correcting his deficiencies. And this is regarded as his mother gives the red, that is, at that time he sees the red light, the red lights, which are the barriers on his way, which prevent him from reaching the goal. Then comes the time of prayer. Since the man sees the measures of the work that he has in matters of mind and heart, and how he has not progressed in the work of bestowal, he also sees how his body is weak, and he does not have great powers to be able to overcome his nature. For this reason, he sees that if the Creator does not help him, he is lost. As it is written, if the Lord does not build the house, they who build it labor in it in vain. From those two, meaning from wholeness and deficiency, which are the father and mother, it turns out that the Creator is the one who helps him, giving him a soul, which is the spirit of life, and then a newborn is born.
Rav lo shomim.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Buenos días, amado Rav y amados amigos. ¿Qué significa la luz roja?
Good day, Rav, friends. What is the red light? And see it like an experiment, experience.
The red light is redness that stops us from advancing. That's what he says. It's not that it is seen as red. This is symbols that Kabbalists use. Red refers to gvuot, refers to the will to receive that overcomes and then paints everything red. If the will to bestow overcomes and increases, then it paints everything white. And in between, we are trying to determine our path. More? Italy 4.
Una domanda, cosa significa che se il creatore non costruisce la casa, la persona non riuscirà, lavorerà in vano?
What does it mean that if the creator doesn't build the house, his builders worked in vain?
Because everything depends on the upper force. We just have to discern what we want, but to the extent that we want something good, the creator advances us to that. A bit by bit, step by step, in small portions. Therefore, if the creator doesn't build, then we cannot connect our vessels to a 10 as great as possible, and there discover the Creator who is fulfilling us. PT 31.
When a person is blocked from seeing above reason, is he happy about it?
He's blocked? Why blocked?
Because it says in the article that the red light is like barriers.
That's because an even greater will to receive appears in him, which he also rises above reason. It's not a barrier. It's not block. It's not a block. It means that in the place where the righteous walk, the wicked ones will fail, will fall. These are degrees and stairs that we need to rise above.
So he rejoices since he has what to overcome.
Happy on the one hand, but it's difficult on the other hand. What can I do about it? But because it's difficult, it makes him happy. Rehovot.
What is the true light?
The true light is the inspiration that comes from connection.
Thank you.
But we are beginning to touch on this matter, meaning we hear more, we feel more how we kind of revolve around it. That's the main thing. The main thing is the vessels. The light is not lacking. The moment we have the vessels, and the vessels are the result of connection, then the light will appear in that kli.
BBUK.
All right, BBUK.
Воодушевление это сила творца, да? Но в чем исправление человека, чтобы он правильно использовал этого?
Inspiration is a force from the Creator, yes. But what is the correction of man to use this inspiration correctly?
By connecting to the friends, Moscow 3.
Рав, тут Барсалам пишет, на ложе своем, это что, когда человек готов полностью принять управление?
Барсалам writes here that a person is ready to receive in his house. What does that mean?
I'm ready to disconnect from my actions and only to receive the commands of the Creator and exist accordingly. Just like the nukva that receives the control, the authority of the male, of the man.
What does it mean that he feels there is no dirt and that there's his whole?
There's nothing that separates him from the Creator. I mean, it's in the eyes of the person as much as he reveals it. But he feels himself whole, and just like the Creator bestows, so as a person, according to the force of bestowal he developed, he can locate the Creator's force of bestowal and identify with him.
If there is a friend in the ten who is really trying to dissolve and be like an embryo among the friends, what should the rest of the friends feel from that friend? How do they feel him?
Ask them. Azerbaijan.
Рав, доброе утро, спасибо. Как сделать так, чтобы радость являлась истинным индикатором и не уводила в сторону от истины?
Рав, how to make it so that joy will be the true measurement?
It depends on what on the source of your happiness, on your gladness. Is it a result of good deeds or is it a result of just getting filled and then you feel happy and glad?
Should we analyze the joy?
We need to locate the source of the outcome. Is it from your vessels of reception or vessels of bestowal? Of course, otherwise how will you advance?
Стоит это делать именно как групповой анализ некий после каждого хибура.
Should we do this as a group analysis?
First alone, and later maybe with a group. PT 29.
According to the excerpt, he says that he receives the whiteness that completes him, and then he needs to correct himself as well, otherwise there won't be true light. The question is, how does he receive the whiteness if he's not whole? And what is that white light if only then he receives the true light?
It's a light of bestowal, and the true light might include something of the vessels of reception. Light of Chochmah inside the light of Hasadim.
How does it happen if he's not corrected?
That's enough. Hebrew 10.
Shalom Rav. איך לתפוס את העזרה שהבורא נותן?
Hello, Rav. How to grab hold of the help the Creator gives?
To ask, constantly ask, constantly be in this plea to the Creator. What exactly to ask for? Anything. Doesn't matter what, like a baby. I want this and I want that and this and that. In addition to sitting on your hand, he says he wants this and this and that and go there and give me that. That's how it is. Constantly demanding. But gradually, in addition to grabbing hold of the Creator and demand, try to sort your demands.
Can I continue? After you make a demand, the Creator typically does answer, but I somehow miss the help. I can't grab it.
Continue demanding. Next time, you won't miss it.
PT2.
What's the difference between the joy from the vessels of bestowal and joy from the vessels of reception? From the vessels of reception, it's quite clear, but how can you feel or discern joy from the vessels of bestowal? How do you feel it?
It is felt in vessels of the connection with the other. There are no vessels of bestowal in me. If I connect with the other, if I gave him a gift, then I feel joy in it. Since I'm connected to him, and I feel the fulfillment as a result of the what I gave him. And there is joy in me, and it's felt in the vessel of bestowal.
Can we feel that in the 10?
And try, of course. Kiev 1.
Вы сказали, что Нуква принимает власть мужчины на себя. Вот Нуква в нашем случае это наша.
You said that the Nukva receives the rule of the man over her. In our case, how can we come to that common desire?
Try to connect together in one direction, in one desire, in one goal, as much as it can be. Somehow there will be a common portion, common part.
Can I ask another question? What does it mean that our common desire takes on the rule of the man, of the Creator?
The fact that you wish to overcome the gaps between you means that you are acting as men, as a giver. Over what? Over the will to receive, of each one that wants to get something out of it. This is ruling over the woman part.
A question from Shlomi, he can't ask on his own there from the studio. So it says that everything starts from wholeness, and we learn that we start from deficiency. How can it be that the spiritual process starts from wholeness?
You need to start from a state of wholeness. I'm now in wholeness. That's the zero point. Creator created me, arranged me in wholeness. Now, what do I see before me? A group, connection that I have to perform between us in order to bestow contentment to the Creator, connection with the Creator in order to truly bestow to His Kli. Always walk on wholeness on the right line, and on the left to be only half an hour a day.
So on top of that wholeness, all of the redness becomes clear, clarified, and what he wrote there?
Yeah, everything in wholeness. And even if you're wrong and it's incorrect, be in wholeness. You can say, but it's not serious, it's not real. There's no real or unreal. You are close to the Creator, nevertheless.
How can we in the 10 help each other keep stabilizing that?
When you hold on to one another, support one another, be in gladness and wholeness, you're under the control of the Creator. There's those besides Him, and ultimately He dictates all the states. And after all, you're philosophizing and your ruminations. You say, this is the Creator, and that's why I'm in wholeness. You're correct. What's going on, Eve? What's up with you?
Excerpt number 49. This is from Rabash, from the article Exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God and bow before His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Exalt means that if one wants to know the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, we can obtain this only through dvikut and equivalence of form. Thus, what is equivalence of form? And how does one achieve equivalence of form? Bow before His holy mountain. Bowing means surrendering. It is when one lowers his reason and says that what the reason understands or does not understand, I annul and subjugate it. Before which quality do I subjugate it? Before His holy mountain. Hal, mountain, means hilhulim, reflections, meaning thoughts. His holy, for holy, means separated from the matter. This means that he removes himself from the desire of reception. Bow means submitting the body, even though it disagrees, and taken upon oneself only thoughts of Kedusha. This is the meaning of bow before His holy mountain. Why must we submit ourselves to thoughts of Kedusha? Meaning retire from receiving in order to receive. It is because the Lord our God is holy, for the Creator only bestows. For this reason, one must be in equivalence of form with the Creator. And by this, we can obtain the exaltedness of the Creator. Afterward, we can achieve the attainment of the exaltedness of the Lord our God.
Again,
we'll read excerpt 49. This is from Rabash, Exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God and bow before His holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Exalt means that if one wants to know the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, we can obtain this only through dvikut and equivalence of form. Thus, what is equivalence of form, and how does one achieve equivalence of form? Bow before His holy mountain. Bowing means surrendering. It is when one lowers his reason and says that what the reason understands or does not understand, I annul and subjugate it. Before which quality do I subjugate it? Before His holy mountain. Hal, mountain, means hilhulim, reflections, meaning thoughts. His holy, for holy, means separated from the matter. This means that he removes himself from the desire of reception. Bow means submitting the body, even though it disagrees, and taking upon oneself only thoughts of Kedusha. This is the meaning, bow before His holy mountain. Why must we submit ourselves to thoughts of Kedusha, meaning retire from receiving in order to receive? It is because the Lord our God is holy, for the Creator only bestows. For this reason, one must be in equivalence of form with the Creator. And by this, we can obtain the exaltedness of the Creator. Afterward, we can achieve the attainment of the exaltedness of the Lord our God.
Шилот.
Questions?
Хайфа Шалош.
תודה רב. רציתי לשאול האם זה נכון או כדאי לעבוד בעצם באדמה.
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask whether it's worthy to work in simulating the right corrected state to create it, meaning before we work against the body and against the desire.
That's how you should build a ten. That's why we have this imagination called this world taking place in our imagination, in our heads, like as if in a dream. And we need to put together the connection between us as if we are in the spiritual world, in a spiritual state. Like kids who play certain games as if they are grown-ups. Similarly, in the relationship between us in the ten, we need to act as if we are in the upper world. And that we are preparing ourselves for the Creator to be revealed between us.
Why is it easier for us to connect to the left, to the negative, to that?
Because the will to receive likes it when you curse the Creator and you connect to the left and you're unhappy about life and you have someone to curse and to blame. It's the Creator who does everything. Yeah, typically one who follows his ego behaves in this way. It's everyone really, but you have to come out of it as quickly as possible. Hebrew 10.
Rav, how do we subjugate the body and how can the 10 help the person do that?
Only when you are integrated in the friends. You're not working against the body. This is doomed to fail in advance. You are integrated in the friends, with the friends, whatever they want, whatever they do, you are included among them as a little one who wishes to be like them, and that's it. Why? There's no why. Because. Then you'll see how the Creator who arranges all those things is bringing you forward.
Now, from the direction of the ten, how does the ten help the person reach that?
A ten should give a good example to everyone. And if there's a person for whom it's difficult, it needs to give him additional examples, additional special forms of attitude.
Seems that to play with wholeness is a key in spiritual development.
Right, but don't get into Hasidism from that.
The moment we try to play the wholeness and greatness in the ten, we feel it gives a lot of power to the friends. Sometimes there are states when the friend cannot act and he falls into a certain state. How should the ten relate to it?
Only to help.
The question is whether it's in doing sometimes little actions that the friend is not doing because he doesn't see the importance now, and these things are places where you can play.
Do various actions, various forms, set various examples before him. Mac VG2.
Rav, basically you answered what I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask about how to subjugate the body, how to come to that deficiency.
Try to subjugate oneself in practice before the friends, as Rabash writes. Moscow, one.
Раф, я так хочу спросить. Вот часто получается, ну иногда получается, что в десятке.
Раф, I want to ask. It happens frequently that in the ten there's a friend who makes an effort to go on wholeness and go for wholeness, and he tries and makes an effort, and then it stops, and then he pours everything in his heart to the ten. The question is how to make it so that it's not gonna go from some psychological cheap exercise that a person holds himself and then he can no longer hold him and then he pours everything in his heart. Where does this work move from a psychological level to turning to the Creator?
If this happens to a person, you have to prepare a meal and rejoice together that we've reached a state where the evil was revealed and all of us are in it. And not that it happened with him, rather he just happens to be the one in whom it was revealed. He was the weak link in the chain between us, and that's why it happened. Or perhaps it was the strong link, and that's why it could have been revealed there. But either way, we have to rejoice about the fact that we're getting rid of this evil and we're starting a new phase. Moscow 7.
Вы сейчас сказали, что важно в работе в десятке не впасть в хасидизм.
You mentioned now that it's important in the work in the ten not to fall into hasidism. What does that mean?
I take everything as perfect, as good. So it's coming from the Creator, and the Creator is good. So nothing bad can come to him. This is called hasidism. Without a critical line, without a left.
Piti Hamesh.
Sorry, to continue on the game, the acting. What's the advice to keep this way of playing like a child that's playing on the path that will have this joy to relate to this business as a game like the Creator does?
And the scrutiny in between you and mutual support. You're looking for tricks. I'm telling you, this is work that you have to do with a group. Tbilisi.
Спасибо, Раб. Когда человек ощущает, что Творец 24 часа заботится для его развития, в этом случае надо просить или обнулить.
When a person feels that the Creator cares for him 24 hours a day, does a person need to ask to nullify himself?
You have to constantly be in request or gratitude as much as possible. In gratitude, 23 hours, an hour or half an hour in request, with criticism. More correctly, in criticism. PT 25.
With regards to criticism, Rav, can I criticize a friend in the 10? And if so, with regards to what?
I don't know with regards to what. Regarding spiritual matters. As much he reacts, so what you ask of him, the connection, and so on, so forth. Check and see. Azerbaijan.
Раф, очень боюсь не по теме попасть. У нас сейчас двое товарищей таких очень опытных, но и те, кто изначально в группе были, буксуют.
I'm afraid to ask, not according to the topic. We have two very experienced friends, long time in the group, and they have some feud between them. or they're not in the lesson, and we feel pain that they're not there. It's as if the ego put such a wall between us. What to do?
There's nothing to do. As Baal Sulam writes, they fall and many more will fall along the way, and at the end of correction everyone will wake up. But in truth you have to hold them and as much as possible advance everyone until we all will all reach the correction.
There's this issue here. Do we need to hold on to them to the very end and not to give up and just to move the focus to those that are in a tough state?
You can try. See how much it helps. At least you can treat it as an experiment.
In a corporeal world, envy creates hate. In a spiritual development, envy is a vehicle or it creates love. How do we convert this from a corporeal hate to spiritual love in envy?
Only through our effort, the connection between us, by drawing the reforming light. I'm not going to tell you anything new here. If you hold it as a goal, where this is what you want to do, then this is what will happen.
Niv. קטע מספר 50 מתוך רבש ב' מהו אדם ומהו בהמה
Excerpt number 50 from Rabash, what is man and what is beast in the work. When a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own benefit. In that state, he feels that he has nothing and he is completely empty, and he can fill this place only with a pomegranate, meaning that if he goes above reason, which is called exaltedness of the Creator, in other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants to the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator, and with this he fills the emptiness in which he is in right now. It follows that were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvikut, meaning in equivalence of form called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public, who suffice for the practices they observe, these people do not feel themselves as empty, but as full of mitzvot. However, specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can feel this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, that is, above reason, in greatness and importance of the Creator.
בגדלות וחשיבות השם. שוב קטע מספר 50 מתוך רבש ב' מהו אדם ומהו בהמה בעבודה.
Again, item 50, from Rabash, what is man and what is beast in the work. When a person wants to work for the sake of the Creator and not for himself, then he sees that everything he does is not for the sake of the Creator, but only for his own benefit. In that state, he feels that he has nothing and he is completely empty. And he can fill this place only with a pomegranate. Meaning, if he goes above reason, which is called exaltedness of the Creator. In other words, he should ask the Creator to give him the power to believe above reason in the greatness of the Creator. That is, the fact that he wants the exaltedness of the Creator does not mean that he says, if you let me attain the exaltedness and greatness of the Creator, I will agree to work. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him the power to believe in the greatness of the Creator. And with this, he fills the emptiness in which he is in right now. It follows that were it not for the emptiness, that is, if he did not work on the path toward achieving dvikut, meaning in equivalence of form, called in order to bestow, but rather like the general public, who suffice for the practices they observe, these people do not feel themselves as empty, but as full of mitzvot. However, specifically those who want to achieve bestowal feel the emptiness within them and need the greatness of the Creator. They can fill this emptiness specifically with exaltedness, called full of mitzvot, to the extent that they ask the Creator to give them the power to be able to go above reason, which is called exaltedness. In other words, they ask the Creator to give them power in exaltedness, that is, above reason in greatness and importance of the Creator.
Let's see what's going on here. Ita 4, as usual.
Rav, se io voglio lavorare in fede al di sopra della ragione, perché ho bisogno della grandezza del Creatore? Non è ricevere.
If I want to work in faith above reason, why do I need the greatness of the Creator? Doesn't it mean that I get it for myself?
No, you need strength, forces, qualities of bestowal, and bring you the power to realize those forces of bestowal. Let's say you're a small child and you want to get to the fifth grade. So you need the strength to be in the fifth grade, the intellect, the emotion, feeling, the ability to understand everything. You also want the feeling that fits the fifth grade. You have to receive everything from above, from the Creator.
Как быть, если после критики товарищей я сразу теряю величие творца, на долгие месяцы впадаю в просто какое-то животное состояние, потом сам...
How after criticism of the friends I can see the greatness of the Creator, because I go into a beastly state for a few months. And if I don't do any criticism, then I have no answer why the friend did this.
You need to continue, and then you'll see why there are such different states. Each state has its place, but your ability to accelerate the states depends on your connection with the group. Ashkelon.
Rav, mefo adam lukeach?
Rav, where does a person take the patience to perseverance to hold on to this path? There's no problem with he's happy that he's on this path and everything, but just that perseverance, where to take it from?
The Creator will help. Will fix everything.
That's it? That's what the only thing left to say?
Yeah? What do you think? Look at me. How much patience do I have or I don't? And what's happening with me? This is something from above. They hold the person. Not only do they hold the person, they obligate you to do such things that you would have left a long time ago and you disagree. It doesn't matter anything but leave. Just continue and everything will work itself out.
That too is not in man's hands, except everything except for leave and all that, he holds you.
The question is what you can add, nevertheless. Even though that seems to you like that, this is the place where you can add from yourself. Moscow 3, disconnect all the microphones, other than the speaker.
Moscow 3. Доброе утро, учитель. Кстати, сказано, что тот, кто ощущает опустошенность, он нуждается в величии Творца.
It is written in the article that one who feels emptiness needs the exaltedness of the Creator. Question. There is a Nikolai Alexandrov inside of me who sometimes, as much as you pray for the friends, they don't connect. How can I take the greatness of the Creator in that moment?
Ask the Creator. Ask that as well.
French.
Pour pouvoir aller au-dessus de la raison, est-il obligatoire de voir que tout ce qu'il fait?
In order to go above reason, we have to learn that everything he does is not for the Creator but for himself.
I didn't understand the question, Yaakov.
It's whether in order to go above reason we have to see that everything I've done so far, it was not for the Creator, but for oneself.
Can we know?
Yes and no. I can't say. He should scrutinize it himself.
Rav, is the greatness of the Creator in the article refers to the magnitude of the Creator or the importance of bestowal over reception?
It's the importance of bestowal, ultimately. The Creator is not a personality, someone. It's a quality that appears in us. It's like when you depict in you an image of the friend. You don't depict him, rather you depict the sum total of his qualities.
Focus group. שאלה של תלמיד מהאינטרנט. אמרת מקודם שצריך להגביר.
Question from an online student. You said that we have to increase the connection in the group to cope all the time. And he asks, if we don't have the opportunity to connect with the 10 during the day, can we be connected between us without it being through speaking or writing?
It's possible. It was given to you. The question is, can you implement it? Can you realize it? That's a question. But from above, of course, it was given. This world is the imaginary world. Very soon, it will evaporate from our senses, and we will feel ourselves existing in a new system of connections. Africa.
I have a question from the Ivory Coast. Amos is asking, that how did you master the degree of faith above reason?
As
it's written.
Kiev.
Kiev.
Да, вот по тексту вопрос у меня. Вот в чем разница все-таки?
Question about the text. What is the difference between what he writes here that he wants to attain the greatness of the Creator, or asking, let me attain, then I can work, or asking to have the forces to believe in the greatness of the Creator?
It's the same. To attain faith in the Creator, or to attain the greatness of the Creator, because we never attain the greatness of the Creator, we simply acquire the force of faith in Him. And that's enough. And afterwards, we begin to attain the degrees of knowledge.
Is there a difference between the essence of the Creator and His qualities?
We never attain the essence of the Creator because there is no essence to the Creator, toward the created being. It's only what the Creator gives. That's all there is. And this is called, by your actions we know you, because by His actions on us, we attain Him. PT 12.
Rav, why does the Creator want us to ask Him to give His greatness? Why does the Creator want us to ask Him? Why we cannot build this together in the tent?
We can build everything in the tent if we knew what to build and if we had the strength to build. So, what we need is a plan. We need the components of the plan, the subject itself. And then we would know how to put it together, if we know. But we don't know anything, we've got nothing, we don't understand anything, we are in opposite qualities. And specifically like that, as the advantage of the light from within the darkness, we advance. And each time we make mistakes and mistakes and mistakes, and we correct ourselves again and again and again. How many times we do things and it doesn't work out, nothing works out, until we understand that our activities have to be activities of connection, and connection is between us from heart to heart, and this is how we advance. It's a very long way, but an interesting one. When a person begins to enter into it, like we are now, it's very interesting and it's practical. It's not just the way we lived thousands of years without knowing where we are and why we exist. Latin.
¿A qué se refiere cuando dice que dentro de poco se va a
curar este mundo? What do you mean when you said this world will evaporate?
This world, it's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah that this world disappears. Because it exists only in our desires to receive. The minute we correct our desires to work in order to bestow, the reality that is revealed in only in vessels of reception only, without the aim to bestow, that reality disappears. Because it's an imaginary reality. It's what we imagine that the reality, in order to receive, can exist and has a place. It's got no place. It only exists because the Creator wants it to exist. That we would live in this lie, in this fantasy, like in a cloud. Because in this way, we can exist and grow inside our will to receive, until we want to get out of it and come to the desire to bestow. This is why the whole reality of the will to receive will disappear. it will disappear. That's the beauty of it all. Why are you asking? Isn't that obvious? What works in order to receive is unsustainable. It can't exist.
I understand, but we are living in like a duality that when we reach revelation, we live in dual life.
Yes, when we achieve revelation, on the way to the revelation, we exist in two worlds or between two worlds. Yes, Niv.
On one side, the Kabbalists advise us to be constantly in a plea for the Creator, but they also warn us not to ask for ourselves, or only ask for things that are about spirituality in the Ten. On the other hand, they say pray for everything. How to set this contradiction straight?
If we want to somehow come to the form of bestowal, even if we're lying to ourselves, we still have to ask the Creator for strength and see in Him the promise that we would achieve anything. And the cleaner our requests, to what extent are our requests clean? As much as we can. It's like a little child. He keeps asking for things, and we don't give it to him. We confuse him. He wants this. He can't have it. It's forbidden for him. So we begin to play with him in something with something else, and he forgets. We are the same.
I don't understand. We need to ask for things. Let's say we asked about asking for corporeal.
If you do it from within the ten, your requests are usually correct, accepted, good, in the right direction, and perhaps the requests themselves are not that correct because you're all still in your will to receive. But nonetheless, the request is a request. It's a common request. You're crying, you want, you're like a little child. So you give him something. So it's not given exactly what he asked for, but something else, close to it. That's how we advance.
So should I limit my requests that it's only from the ten and if it's mutual?
Yes. Yeah.
And before that, not to ask, not to pray?
Before that, it depends what request. If it's a request to have the aim to bestow, like we just read now, then yes.
So what's the advice? To ask for everything in every moment, even corporeality, even to have a bicycle?
Because you have connection with the Creator. But by this, you'll become just a regular religious person, and there's nothing there, nothing to it. You will think you're connected to the Creator, and you have higher guidance or providence over all those things, and you are in touch with Him. But what for?
So, bottom line, what should I do? Ask for everything, or only for spirituality, or to ask from myself, or only from the ten?
Out of everything, connect to the ten. And from the ten, connect to spirituality.
And before that, not to ask?
Before that, treat it as preparation.
What is the main preparation?
So you know where you are, and that thing is still incomplete. But you don't stop it. You don't stop it.
What do you mean I don't stop? I keep asking?
Yeah. Even though I know that it's not good, it's not this, it's not that, I ask because I have nowhere else to ask and receive, but only from the Creator. And my request is still tainted, but I have to be in it, because in the meantime, I'm strengthening my connection with the Creator. Moscow 1.
давно бы уже бросили, но вы чувствуете, как буквально творец.
Rav, you said there's things that you would have tossed away for a long time ago, but you see that the Creator is forcing you. How can a person determine where are the signs that the Creator is forcing me to do something? How can I check that in the work?
Out of my will to receive, I would get rid of many things. Out of the goal, the general task, then I have to keep with him. Although I don't like it, it's a big burden and it's difficult, etc. What can you do? It obligates you. I have no question. It obligates you. What can you do? You tell me. Can I stop this lesson now? I'm dying to sleep. Can I go to sleep now? No. All right, Niv, are we doing something?
Are we going to keep going, go to the next part?
Moving on to the next part.
So next, go to the next part and sing a song.
Estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, Rak Beyahad, solo juntos llegamos todos juntos en un barco.